My grandmother's house, which was 228 Weston Ave, where she raised most of her kids. She moved from Howard Street. And my uncle, who's 80, going to be 85 in December, was born at 228 Weston Ave.
Wow.
Home birth. She had all of her kids home birth.
Wow.
So her house was always full of energy. Had a warm feeling to it. I just remember here being kind of like going to bed there, going for breakfast there, and then coming home from school, going to lunch at my grandmother's because we didn't have a cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd walk from up the street here and hoping that we could stay there for dinner because it was like the hub.
Yeah,
the
right.
Hub. And so
right.
Then when they did tear that down, we literally moved in with my grandmother until another apartment. So she was 228, second floor, and then we became 228, third floor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I stayed there until I was an adult.
Mm,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So what school did you go to when you were, like, what was your...
So this school up the street now, which is MLK and Putnam, was called the Houghton.
Okay, that was the Houghton school.
And it was K through 8.
Right, okay.
And then went to the only public high school that girls could go to, which was Cambridge Latin.
Mm-hmm. Which was
separate from Ringe Tech. So it was Cambridge Latin and Ringe Tech. And the library, the old library, was in the middle between the two schools.
I see. And that's where you did your high school.
That's where I did my high school.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like in this area, just in terms of the black community or the white community or the, I don't know if there are other ethnic communities, but what was that experience like growing up in this area?
I never felt discriminated against. No racial slurs, really, until high school, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So Cambridge is very, was very ethnically divided.
Mm-hmm.
Very few blacks, if any, lived in East Cambridge, up near the courthouse.
Right.
There were blacks in this area, which was called the coast, where the church is, very few blacks.
And that's what we would call Cambridge Port? Would you call
that?
Well,
it was called the Village.
The Village, okay.
And the Gittins family, maybe the Headleys were on Brookline Street. The Gittins were on the corner of Sydney and Alston. There might have been a few other black families, but that area was predominantly white.
Mm-hmm.
And my father-in-law and his youngest brother, Charlie, would say they didn't know they were white. They didn't know they were black until they got to high school or something. Because when my father-in-law went into the military,
right,
he was segregated with the blacks. He had to serve in that, you know. And there were positions that he thought he could get in the military that were not, blacks were not allowed to participate in or be, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. groomed into.
Right,
so,
right, right. And this was your husband's father, so he was a Gittins.
He was a Gittins, right.
Right, right.
He was the oldest of the Gittins. There were three boys and four girls, or three girls, wait a minute. Charlie, John, Sonny. And then the girls were Ollie, Ookie, Babe, and Grace. Four girls and three boys
okay.
in this family.
Okay. And in terms of you living on Western Avenue, your childhood, like when you were, you know, going to school at the Houghton School, you were going to church at St. Augustine's.
No, I wasn't.
No. So, okay, tell me about
so
that.
So you want to take my religious journey?
Yes.
Hold on. I went across the street here.
Okay.
Which was a Pentecostal church. It still is a Pentecostal church. At the time I was going, it was called Daughton's Church because the minister there was Mr. Daughton, and that was his church.
Okay. All right.
And now it's Abundant Life.
Okay.
And from there, once I guess I probably went there for like 5-6 years old. And then the kids on Weston Ave all went to Union Baptist. So then my mom decided, okay, you can walk down to Union Baptist on Sunday with the kids. And I like that. The Sunday school over here was in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you couldn't do anything but sit still all day till it was time to go to Sunday
right,
school.
Right, right, right.
And at Union, it was in the morning.
Right.
So I got involved with the children's choir there, and I stayed there until like I said, until I was about 12.
What's the address or the street?
On Union Baptist. I don't know the address, but it is literally, so if you go down Mass Ave, past the fire station, take a left.
Okay.
Take that first right.
Yeah.
The church is right there on Main Street.
Okay.
On Main Street.
Sure.
Yes. And so.
Got it.
At that, I think it was at that point my mother started going to St. Augustine's. I think as a child she grew up in St. Paul's, and then I don't know. I know my dad was Catholic, so he belonged to the Catholic Church in Harvard Square.
Oh, interesting. So your mom was, what was her, can you tell me about her family, and then also your dad and about his family?
So my mom, there were eight of them, four girls and four boys.
Okay.
She was in the middle, so Irma, Kenny, Laurie, Harold, then Louise, Loretta, James, eight of them.
Okay.
Only one remaining, which is my uncle, who's 84. They all, but my Uncle James, no, the only one born on Weston Ave was my Uncle James.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them were, and I don't understand, I've never been in the house, but it's about this big from the outside. They lived on 101, because even side of Howard is that side, 101 Howard Street.
Okay.
And I think maybe the first two might have been born on another street in Cambridge, but the rest of them, except for James, were all there.
And what was your mom's maiden name?
Lane, with a Y, L-A-Y-N-E.
Okay.
And there are three Lane families in Cambridge, and as far as I know, they're not related.
Oh, they're not related.
But I'm sure if we traced everything back to Barbados, they would be.
So the family, it's a Barbados always, family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They always said they were not related.
Right. Yeah. Do you know when your mom's side of the family came?
My grandmother came here when she was 15.
And do you know the year?
I don't remember the year.
Okay.
I don't remember the year.
But 15, and,
and she ended up here quite by accident. She was sent to live in New York with an uncle who had no children. He was a doctor, and he was going to raise her.
Mm-hmm.
She came by boat by herself. I used to air hustle as a kid, so I probably have more of the history than any of my other cousins. And I just remember her always saying it was the worst trip, the only trip, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The sea was very, very rough.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the boat had to dock in Boston instead of New York, which to me was interesting because as a kid coming up, I never thought of big ships coming into Boston. And so when she got off in Boston, she had an address with a cousin in Cambridge. And that's who she went to. And she never, never, ever went to New York.